Good morning, welcome to the Bet Slip Friday, the 12th of July. Enjoyed the day out golfing yesterday, I won't bore you with it. Literally just got hassled, a couple of guys turned up in some old masks, Dick Turpin muskets, and had it over, but it is what it is, game on. You live and learn in situations like that. Get stung once, don't get stung twice. Next time the negotiations will be different. Right, let's do some betting info quickly. Right, starting with, I've got a horse trade, 4:45 Newmarket, breathtaking look, ridden by Kieran McAvoy. This should go well. This horse probably got a good chance of winning it, but I'm expecting to get a trade out of this, sort of the 25-30% as always. I think we had the winner yesterday. I have got a two each ways, 4:10 at Newmarket, Al Madhar. This is meant to be quite a decent little horse, this, so hopefully that can get up there and get in the places at a fairly decent price. The 8:35 at Chester, Madrino, been a little bit of money for this morning and had a decent word for it. So Madrino in the 8:30 at Chepstow, Chester, not Chepstow. And a win bet over at Cork, Savina in the 7:20, Savina in the 7:20 at Cork. So that is the horses. Football I have got, and we're going, it's getting closer on it. It's coming back. Football's coming back. We've got Russia starting today, one of my favourite leagues. Denmark starting. But I am taking you to Romania today. 4:30 this afternoon. Over 2.5 goals. Voluntari versus ACS Sepsi. Over 2.5 goals, 2.52 is too big. If you can get anything over 2.4, then I would drip back that in over the first 15 minutes of play and trade as the goals go in, removing liability as always. What else have I got? That's the betting action. I've had a couple of emails today. I've had one really talking about what I had yesterday. Screenshot from Twitter. I can't find the email. I can't remember the screenshot's handle, but it was something like Super Singles or Super Singles. I'm always dubious when I see massive screenshots of Bet365. Because if you're any good at punting with Bet365, you get closed. I know people operate some multiple accounts, but when you're walking around having big sums on, you know, you'll last a while, but you'll get done. So if you're any good, you won't be. But apparently this guy, he's got about 20,000 followers, and he's tweeted a picture of a single, Berrick versus Ayre, a £1,400 single at 2-7. So he's betting 1,400 quid to win 400, and he's put, miles away from the price I wanted, but think this should win. I've only seen the picture the email sent me, and then he sent me a picture of the replies or comments to it, and the same guy goes, it's all about picking a bet that wins. So obviously it's not about anything to do with what I say with price people, just ignore that. It is all about just picking bets that win, and the price, even if it's miles away from what you want, doesn't matter. And then I got followed up by a WhatsApp message from one of my mates today who listens to the podcast, going on about Brexit. And this just shows you the fucking idiocy and stupidity of people that winds me up. And he's done it to wind me up. I know he has. I can't believe he honestly believes that. It's a screenshot of all these countries that owe money, saying Greece owes $367 billion to the EU, Ireland owes $800 billion to the EU, Spain owes $1 trillion. It's complete and utter garbage, of course. That's actually, you know, it takes you about 2 seconds to find out. Well, anyone with a brain looking at it knows that's not right, but it's the national debt, And again, all this stuff that we bailed out, the EU bailouts cost us next to nothing because it was mostly covered by the Eurozone. I think we contributed something like $6.5 billion to Ireland and Portugal and actually didn't lose any money on it. But let's not spoil a good story with the truth, eh? With what the actual results are. EU countries that get in debt that are in the Euro are covered by the Eurozone. And as much as people don't like him and he's responsible for this Brexit farce, Cameron actually made sure that we weren't liable for it and negotiated that we weren't liable for Eurozone countries getting in the shit and the UK having to bail them out. But let's not, as I say, let's not spoil a good story with the truth. Shit like that goes up, people believe it. Yeah, let's get out, leaving this. I don't mind the coming out, as I've said. I do mind the inaccuracy and the blatant bollocks of it all. So yeah, even after golf yesterday, we talked a bit of politics. I'll cover some of that next week, because I know you all love it. Right, trading day, people. Very important days going ahead now. I've put file in today. I've tweeted about it. I've WhatsApped you. This is when we get down to the nitty gritty, so that come 3 weeks' time, we know exactly where we are, 2.5 weeks. And with leagues like Russia, and that's starting, you know, obviously they'll be 2-3 weeks in, and I do bet in those quite often, so we will be off and running. That's it from me. It will be a quick one tomorrow because I've got a lot on work wise tomorrow, just trying to get everything ready. I'm thinking, if you're in Ultimate, of opening the members area maybe a little bit earlier, just in parts. I might get the odd sheets up next week sometime, just purely because I think I'll have everything ready. I just need to, I've got the Ultimate database is fine, and the macros and the traffic lights are all done. We're just data checking the new leagues database, and then I need to ship that to my traffic light macro guy just to double check that he's got everything right that end. And then if they're good to go next week, I will open that early so you can grab it a bit earlier and have a look at it and let your excitement build up. And a few of you have sent me emails over what to do with bits and pieces there, and I have replied. And what is great, really great from my point of view, is that people are actually using their brains now, and I've done this for so long and I'm looking to change. And that when people ask why you do it, that is why I do it, because if we can get a few of you changing what you've done and looking at punting properly, then I'm achieving really what I want to achieve. And if you do that, the money does follow. Anyway, that's it. I'll leave you to it. Have a lovely little Friday afternoon. Romania football 4:30, few races through the day. Kuchar shot a good round in the Scottish Open, so obviously his price didn't drift out. I do apologise for that. You know, I can only put the bets out when they're out. See what price he drifts out to next week. Anyway, yes, have a good Friday, and I will be back with you on Saturday morning.